Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and look at this. It's another beautiful sunny day in Croxley Green, so we're outdoors, and I hope the background noises aren't too distracting. Now, what we're reading. What we're reading is Zeal Without Burnout by Christopher Ashe, and we're on to chapter 4, which is called We Need Inward Renewal, But God Does Not. We need that inward renewal, just as we need food and water to keep our bodies physically alive, as Christopher says, so we need the inward renewal of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives. What's our plan for that? In Romans 8, we have this wonderful passage, Romans 8, 10 to 11. If Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Powerful, powerful, wonderful promises. We have the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. That's incredible. And it means also that we get inward renewal. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Inward. My outer body, my body is beginning to crumble in places, but I can be renewed day by day inwardly. Our physical nature, our mental life, our emotional, intellectual and affectional facets of life, as Christopher says, are inseparable from the spiritual life within us. We need that inward renewal. Perhaps one of the ways the Holy Spirit refreshes us is when we are creative. I find this as a creative person. Are you using your creative gifts? I think you'll find it to be very refreshing when you use them regularly. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus understood this because in verse 31, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. They needed to go away to get some time of, I think, inward renewal. Jesus knew the disciples needed that, and he knows that we need it. Do we accept that we need that inward renewal? Think about the kinds of things that drain you, and think about the kinds of things that refresh you. Do you know what they are? Are you aware of what that is? The draining things, the refreshing things. And then deliberately put into your life the things that are truly refreshing. For some people, that means being around a lot of people. They get their energy and refreshment from people. For others, the more introverted types, that would be hell on earth. And so although they love people, they need time away from people to get their batteries recharged with God and then back into and amongst people after that. So where are you on that spectrum and what helps you? It's important to think about that, to intentionally put into our diaries, into our schedules, the things that energize us. So we need to guard our devotional times. It's not selfish to guard those times any more than it's selfish for a firefighter, fireman, to take a break before heading back into the fire. We wouldn't decry him that or her that. So why would we feel guilty about protecting our devotional times with God? We need to beware ministry machismo, as it might be called. As Christopher says, neglecting sleep or Sabbaths or friendship or inward renewal is not heroism, but hubris. It's a form of pride, and that's not something that God will reward, and it's not something that will actually create any great joy in us. When someone seems to be working all the time, they're often accused of being a workaholic. I wonder if the Christian version might be a zealaholic, and that's not a good thing. What do you do to get spiritual renewal, that inward renewal? What's the best thing that works for you? Please share it with us all. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you're here or see this recording. I'd love to know what you do. I'm sure others would too. Until the next time, I hope you find some great refreshment and have a wonderful week. God bless.